What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, Jay Nogg, and we are here, of course, with the President of the United States of Mar-a-Lago of America, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, how are you today?
Well, I was doing well. I was doing well, as I always do, very strongly, very well-ly. I'm doing well-ly. But I see that a tech stuff person, we usually have wearing, you know, sort of respectful, even if sometimes they're woke. No sleeves. We have a sleeveless tech stuff guy. And, you know, we have rules at Mar-a-Lago, as you can imagine, for dress code. And it's,
yes,
you know, we go, no, you know, no hats, no tank tops, no Timberland boots, no dreads, no rap music, no
do rags allowed.
Well, of course, I mean, do we don't even have to say do rags. No, you know, just a various selection of items that we ban, and to have this happen on my own podcast, a violation of rules is, you know, I've said it before, and I'll say it again to the tech stuff people. But this is your last episode. You
would you like me to? Would you like me to put on a sweatshirt to cover my arms?
No,
the damage is already done.
Yeah, the damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. Remember that with Crimea River? Remember that was that was the one Timberland we allowed in to Mar-a-Lago because he was a person, not a boot. So he came in and he did his songs, and we gently escorted him out. We mailed him his check because we didn't want to, you know, see him for too long. But talented guy.
Mr. President, it's a very exciting week for you and the podcast. We go to paywall starting tomorrow, August 1st. It'll be $1 per month, or you get a package deal, I think, of $10 for the year. Are you excited? What are your thoughts on this moving forward? I think it's going to be great for the podcast and lots of bonus features. And I heard all the your friends you've been reaching out to come on. So what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are this, because everybody wins. You see this? Everybody wins with this. Because now that we're doing paywall, we call it payload. That's our nickname for Roger Stone's wife. And we understand some people are very poor under Sleepy Joe's economy, and we have sympathy for you. And we say with great respect, bye-bye to our other people. It's the deal of a lifetime. It's the deal of a lifetime. Nobody has a deal like this. And here's the thing. Here's how everybody wins. Every level of our existing Patreon, you know, the backbone, these are the strongest people we have. Even they'll be able to do a discount now. But by making this open to everybody on the paywall, our big people can sign for annual memberships also, and then they get a discount. And
through their account, correct?
Excuse me?
They're going to have to do it. It doesn't happen automatically.
Yeah, they're going to have to do it. And I know, you know, yes. Yeah, people like Michael C. at minute one going, yeah, discount, yeah. And we respect that because he's been a strong, you know, a lot of strong people who I think they've, it's almost like a bonus. It's almost like we're rewarding them. How about that? How many podcasts reward the listeners? Not a lot. So we're doing this. And what we're asking is all those thousands, possibly even millions of people. You like the show? $1. If you don't want to do the up, if you can't, if money's tight and you don't want to do, oh, $10, just I got it like that. Here's a Hamilton. See you next year. $1. You can cancel any month. $1. And if you don't do it, that's okay. Bye-bye.
Mr. President.
The YouTube, yes. Sneaky people. YouTube has a lot of sneaky people. We like YouTube, but it's kind of sneaky. Don't think, oh, the president probably doesn't know that the videos go up on YouTube. No, I know. I know very strongly. I know better than you. So those will also be paywalled. And just think, it's one more year till I become president again. And I might, to be honest, you know this tech stuff, even though you won't be here next week. Everybody knows if I win a third term and they let me have a second term in the office, I'll be too busy to do podcasts. So why would you want to lose? This is like the grand finale. It's like final season of making podcasts great again. You got five beautiful seasons, just like nature, five seasons, fall, winter, spring, summer, and who? You know, those are the five. We got the five seasons. And so we've given you five seasons of strong free podcast. This is it. This is the whole deal, a whole bag, just like 2 Corinthians. It's the whole deal. So starting August 1st, yeah. As soon as they hear this, they can go. Lock it in. They can do an annual, or as I call it, an annual. Or they can do a monthly. And to the existing people, they can do the annual. They can do nothing. They can keep it as it is. But it's a beautiful opportunity to support your president, but more likely get the greatest season of podcasting in history.
That's correct. Mr. President, Rhonda Suckass, always seeming to weasel himself into the news on your coattails.
We call him the toss salad governor.
I think he's down 37 points to you right now, the last time I saw. Pretty accurate. Two things, one major piece, but I first want to start with this. He thinks when you make fun of him, right, and put him down, call him all these names, you're really helping him. He thinks you're helping him when you make fun of him. What's the logic in that?
You ever heard of Jay-Z?
I've heard of him once or twice, yes.
Well, he's a black and he's married to Beyonce. And he once said something. I didn't like his rap. I don't think he had bars the way I do. But he once said something very, very strong that I think was helpful. You know, it could be helpful in the rap game, the drug game, or in the presidential game. He said, I don't beef down. You know what that means? If somebody's not on your level, I'm not going to talk to you. Me talking to you, you're irrelevant if I don't talk to you. If I talk to you, you will, all of a sudden, you get relevance just because I'm talking to you. I'd rather you stay at a zero. You belong at a zero. But you make exceptions. You make strong exceptions. And Rhonda Suckass, Rhonda Sloyal, he gets an exception. You know why? Because he's disloyal. And that has to be punished. I'm not punishing him for being irrelevant and losing like a loser and a dog. He's actually losing like a loser and a dog, which is very tough to do. Most people can only do one. He's losing like a loser and like a dog. But he's disloyal. And Jay-Z didn't say never scold down. And that's what I'm doing. I'm scolding him. It's like I'm spanking him. It's like he's my stupid son. And I'm spanking him for the whole country to see. So when you're disloyal to a president, the greatest president, a lot of people would say, you get spanked. You get pantsed. You get spanked. And then you get Second Amendmented peacefully. That's my plans for Rhonda Suckass. So I don't consider it beefing. I think he's, you know, listened to one Jay-Z record and thinks he knows what he's talking about. I think he thinks me talking to him, making fun of him, raises him. No, it's just setting an example. That's like saying, in an MMA match, when you break some guy's face, oh, you're doing me a favor. No, I'm not sure I am, sir. No, you can't see, you can't breathe. I don't think you've been done a favor. Bye-bye.
Well, he also said that if for some reason you really got in trouble, he would pardon you if he was elected president. And then in that same sentence, kind of took a dig at your age, meaning that like you're so old that I'll pardon you because you don't have many years left on this earth. What are your thoughts on this comment?
Well, that's a very mean, nasty thing to say. I would never say something so nasty and mean to somebody like that. That's a real disgrace that he would say that. And about a president and somebody, by the way, who mentored him. Did you see he wouldn't even be a governor if I didn't show up. And this is it. So it's very mean, very cruel, very nasty. So I'll actually refuse his pardon. How about that? I won't need a pardon. But if Ron DeSantis was who I needed to pardon me, I'd say, no, thank you. I'm having quite the nice time under house arrest at Mar-a-Lago. Thank you.
You would really neg his pardon and not accept it.
You know what I'll say to him? I beg what? Your pardon.
So you won't want to be a free man just because he's giving it to you?
Ron DeSantis has as much chance of being president as President Tech Stuff Guy next year. Okay, so if you're running, let me know. I'll endorse you before I endorse Ron DeSantis, and I just fired you. So he's a disgrace. He's a nasty, mean person. How can you have somebody so mean as president?
So mean. There's lots of little Twitter videos going on about him in social settings. I don't know if you've seen some of these. He's very...
You should see the ones on Truth Social.
He's a very awkward man. I mean, they can say many things about you, Mr. President, but you're definitely very personable and you're charming and you know how to speak and, you know,
conversation. I talk good.
You talk very good. So goodest. You're the goodest.
Mr. Right? Goodbar. That's what they call me when I talk.
Have you ever seen him interact with people? It looks like a robot malfunctioning. He doesn't look like a real person when you like the cameras are real close and it's not like this setting made by the press. And he's just like, you know, in the corner of the room talking to someone with the conversation. It's really weird. Like he doesn't seem human. No,
it's totally pathetic. It's disgusting. He should be ashamed of himself. Now, what I would say, I've seen more awkward. You see, this is what Twitter, it's a little too woke. On Truth Social, some of our great patriots put cameras in the governor's office, in the governor's bathroom, in his house, in his private bathroom, in his bedroom. And we post these, you want to see awkward. We've posted videos of him having sexual relations with his wife. We've put videos of him masturbating in the shower. We've put videos of him taking a dump while singing to himself. So on Truth Social /DeSantis, that's where you get the real content. And that's why we're the best social media platform. So it's my favorite, you know, when he was having sex with his wife, that was a funny one. Because he's on top of her like a little dumpy troll. And he's just going, woke, and she's just lying there like, I feel almost bad. I mean, you married Ron DeSantis, so you belong. You never get full forgiveness, but I almost feel bad for his wife. It's very sad. And that's why when he loses to me, I'm going to approach his wife like an honorable man and say, I'm willing to give your husband a role in my administration if you give me some strong Fred Trump tradition.
I was going to ask you if there is room for him in your administration.
Well, there's room.
And how
for
do you trust him?
Because he's administration. He's not... Excuse me.
Yeah.
If there's room for me and Mrs. DeSantis, then there's room for Mr. DeSantis in my administration. That's the deal.
But how? You say he's disloyal, right? So you're going to trust him because he's going to give you his wife and then become loyal again?
Well, he's not going to know. That's going to be the time. You know, she's one of those wives that would be like, I'll do anything for my husband. I'll be like, yep, those are my favorite kind of wives. And and then I'll just make jokes. It's like, oh, Ron DeSantis is Secretary of Labor. Oh, you know what? I put your wife to work. That's a labor joke. Oh, you look like you're working up a sweat there, Secretary of Labor. You know who else worked up a sweat? Your wife.
See high, Herman. Throw it in his face every time you can.
Very strongly.
Nice. Very strongly. That's not mean.
And I would just put, she works hard for the money every time he walks into the White House. DJ plays, she works hard for the money. Hey, Secretary of Labor, you know who else works hard? It's called a, it's not called a blow hobby, it's called a blow job. Secretary of Labor's wife.
Ah, Mr. President, what a, you are creative with your plans.
They play chess and we play go fish.
That's right.
No, they don't even play chess, they play checkers. And then I play go fish, which is, of course, it's called a superior game.
Now,
I'm truthing that, by the way. Yes. I got a live feed of DeSantis taking a shit in his hotel from one of my people. So we're posting that too. And truth. Okay, we're back.
When you go behind the wall of pay or the paywall, as Mr. President, or the payload, as Mr. President calls it, you will have no ads. Every single episode will be ad-free behind the paywall. You'll never have to fast forward through any ads that you don't want to listen to. It will be ad-free, which is huge. And like I said before, patreon.com/MPGA, Tuesday, August 1st. $10, 1 year. We got celebrities lined up. We are on the phone with, we have Mr. President's political friends lined up. We have some ideas for different other bonus episodes for the podcast. May give and one or two other people a show. Yes, of course.
Can the president make me make a talk? Can
I
make
of a course. Speech? I'm very excited. I'm sorry, Mr. President.
Well, I can tell. We like that enthusiasm, even though I fired you earlier in the episode. Here's the thing, though. If you're listening to this and you're like, I just don't have money, I like the free show, I just can't do it. Well, you will get, if you stay subscribed to whatever free feed you're on, you know, Apple, SpongeBob, Fruit Computer, whatever service you're listening to right now, you keep listening there, you will get a little mini episode each week. A little freebie. Not going to be that good. We're just going to probably spend half the time talking about how great the full episode is and then the other half criticizing the poor people. But you still get like a 15-minute episode every week for free. So we're not totally abandoning you the way you're going to abandon us if you're a very broke person. So your president is still here for you a little bit. But obviously we encourage everybody to do the very large, very substantial, very powerful $1 a month level, if they're not already patrons. And then maybe you get a like, you start going, oh, I'm seeing all these other Patreon levels having fun. Maybe I bump it up a little bit. You don't have to, but it is a beautiful world of Fred Trump traditions, bonus videos. A lot of people discovered their president through videos on Twitter and YouTube. Well, the top Patreon people get a video every month that nobody else sees. Barton Trump has done some videos. Even Tiffany. Remember when Tiffany had a video a couple of months ago?
Mm-hmm.
People like that one. People are very strong supporters of Tiffany. She's just sitting there on a Tiffany bed on the floor, eating a treat, licking her paws. There was a very strong video. So there's so much there. It's like, for this final season of Trump, you might as well, you know, go big or go back to your country, as we like to say.
Patreon.com/MPGA, people. Don't miss out. It's going to be the best final season of any show on any kind of entertainment platform.
Suck it, Breaking Bad.
That's right. Now, Mr. President, I want to talk about Georgia. and how they're moving forward with the 2020 investigation about voter fraud. I think the DA is Fani Willis, and she announced that decisions will be made by September 1st going forward. What are your thoughts on this with Georgia? We have another indictment. How will this look on you?
Well, Kanye West is a horrible prosecutor, a disgraceful person, and racist. So I don't respect, you know, I think it's kind of, you know, Fanye is a...
Fanye?
Yes, I said Fanye West. The prosecutor. The Georgia prosecutor. She's out to try to make a name for herself. She's releasing statements like the trailers for a Marvel movie. It's like, this summer, it's going down. What are you, Don King? Making pro... And then I will release all things by September 1st. We'll just release them. What are you trying to hype people? You want some midnight shows? You come to the theater, grab some popcorn. We're going to have a midnight show before opening night. Just release it. This is what I'm talking. The radical left is so disgraceful. And they're turning their country and criminal justice into a spectacle. I did criminal justice reform. What they're doing is criminal justice porn. How about that? It's a disgrace. They're treating me very unfairly, and Fanya is trying to make a name for herself. And she'll be out of a job very soon when she loses, and loses badly, by the way.
We'll have to see what happens here. You don't seem to like Fani Willis very much. And,
who's that?
Fanya. I want to talk to you about, it's very interesting. Usually every politician who runs for, especially president, is an older gentleman. Recently, 70s, usually at least 50s to 60s. There's a 45-year-old gentleman, a Republican, presidential hopeful, biracial, Will Hurd. What are your thoughts on Will Hurd? He's trying to throw his hat into the race here. Some youth, if he does catch fire, there might be a lot of people behind him. Do you find this man dangerous at all?
Well, he insulted me at an event recently.
And what did he say?
He said, what did he say? Something about, well, he said some nonsense. And the crowd booed him, as they should. And Will Hurd will lose. How about that? He should change his name. Last name to lose, because that's more accurate. He's weird. He looks, you know Lester Holt on, they got Lester Holt on NBC News.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of looks like Lester Holt if Sling Blade fucked Lester Holt.
It's a little extreme.
Mm-hmm. I was a CIA worker. Mm-hmm. Now I'm running for president. Mm-hmm. 0% in the polls. Taters. That's what he looks like. But he's biracial, so I guess, oh, now the woke left will say, I'm racist. You can't make fun of him. Well, I'm making fun of him very strongly, by the way.
Okay.
Zero threat. I mean, he's a threat because he's part black, but he's no threat politically.
All right. Well, I don't know. I feel there hasn't been a young candidate like this in, I don't know, all I can remember when hearing about politicians running for president, they're all older men.
Well, you know what? Even I have to point out, DeSuckass is younger than him.
Oh, I did not know DeSuckass was that young of a gentleman. I thought he was in his 50s.
Because he has a sour voice. He has a voice that sounds like it's been left out with a glass of milk in the sun for a long time. So I can understand why you think he's older. But Will Hurd will be lucky to get 1%. So no, he's not a threat. He should just go back to the CIA or whatever the hell he was before he ran for Congress, and he should get the hell out of here before, you know, if my people were willing to hang Mike Pence, who's the whitest person on earth, what do you think my strong supporters will do if they see Will Hurd threatening me?
I don't even want to think about it.
I'll think about it. That's what I think about to get to sleep each night instead of counting sheep.
Now, Mr. President, you recently were at a rally in Pennsylvania speaking. And I know strong, you were very...
It's called a strong rally.
Strong rally in Pennsylvania. I know you're...
Very strong.
You're very loose with your words. You like to throw insults at people, which is fine. But you called President Biden or Sleepy Joe a dumb son of a bitch. Don't you think that's a little disrespectful?
To who, dumb people or sons of bitches?
I just think it's a little disrespectful to the president.
Oh, no, then you're wrong. If you think that's incorrect.
Well, tell me why that's not disrespectful.
Well, he's dumb. Mm-hmm. And I have good authority that he's a son of a bitch. And when you put those together, it's called truth. And we did it socially, because truth social is the place to go.
That sounded more like a plug and not really like an answer.
Well, I think we had a country. Would you agree? We had a beautiful country. And it's become a total hellhole. It's become, you have clowns driving around in the desert murdering people. You have blacks shooting people, delivering packages to cities under attack. I was watching either the news or Twisted Metal on Peacock. But the point is, the country is a total hellhole under Sleepy Joe. So let me ask you a question. Let's say a president, okay, somebody you might normally respect. They come to your house, and they light your house on fire, and you're running out there with your family, and you're in the middle of the street, and your house is in flames, and they blow up your car, and and then start throwing tomatoes at you.
Okay.
But then you look, and you see, oh, it's Sleepy Joe Biden throwing the tomatoes. Well, I can't call him a evil son of a bitch or a dumb son of a bitch, because that would be disrespectful. So I will just sit here and let him throw things at me and ruin our home, our life. That's okay, because I want to be respectful. That's what Sleepy Joe's done. He's destroying our country. So I don't think you need to get respect if you destroy the country.
I mean, I'm just going to play devil's advocate right now. You were a sitting president, and
I stood a lot more than I sat.
Okay. Now, a lot of people loved you, but also through the election, you saw half the country didn't like you.
Which is why my next inauguration, I've already talked to a new signee of Jim Crow Records, Naz. Have you ever heard of Naz? He's like part of NASCAR.
I don't think
so. That's, I know my people. Yeah. Excuse me. I know my people will like him, because it's almost like he's part of NASCAR. So, you know, he's co-signed by the strong Confederacy.
Okay.
He had a great song that's going to be my intro song. You know, the MMA guys walk into intro music. Well, I think as a president, I should have intro music. It's going to be Hate Me Now by Naz. Can you imagine walking into the house for a State of the Union?
You can hate me now. But I won't stop now. That's wherever you walked in somewhere that played.
Everywhere. Instead of Hail That'd to the Chief, awesome. It's Hate Me Now.
I like that. Mr. President, I know you tried to buy the Buffalo Bills one time, so you're a little, I don't know, not the biggest fan of the NFL, but NFL football starts this week, preseason, Hall of Fame inductees. It is the New York Jets versus the Cleveland Browns for the Hall of Fame game. You excited about this?
This is why the NFL is so woke. Two of the worst teams in NFL history, two of the worst franchises in NFL history, playing at the Hall of Fame game. That's like having Sleepy Joe play at the Wide Awake games.
I don't think the Jets are one of those teams, but you can have your opinion. That's fine. Do you know who's being?
How old are you when the Jets won this? Won their last Super Bowl?
I was not even a thought.
There you go.
Yeah.
Great franchise.
Are you excited about anyone who's being inducted into the Hall of Fame?
Who's being inducted? Isn't there a guy, Joe Thomas?
I can tell you right
now. Was he last year?
No, it's
a big, strong white guy.
He's this year.
He's my favorite.
You have Darrell Revis.
Pass.
You have Joe Thomas.
Excellent guy. Strong guy.
You have Zach Thomas, linebacker. Miami Dolphins.
I like him too.
You have DeMarcus Ware.
Not a fan.
Okay. You have Rondé Barber. Great, great Pass. Corner. You have Joe Klecko, one of the part of the New York Sack Exchange.
Sounds like a guy I like.
Chuck Howley.
Big fan.
Ken Riley.
Probably a fan.
And Don Coryell. Coryell.
Pete Coryelli? I'm a fan. It was Don Cornelius, not a fan.
So you're not gonna watch the game. Browns versus Jets, no interest.
You know, last time I saw Browns versus Jets, we were on my private plane, okay? Which is okay. A jet. And Mike Pence asked if he could use the bathroom. He was in there for too long. And when somebody went in after him, there was a big brown streak on the stainless steel toilet. That was Browns versus Jets. So not a fan of Browns versus Jets. Pass.
Okay. Last piece of news I want to talk to you about. A very sad day for the entertainment industry. This character I grew up on. He had a great TV show, Pee-wee's Playhouse, Pee-wee's Big Adventure, awesome movie. Large Marge, Pee-wee Herman has passed away from cancer.
Well, are you a fan of Pee-wee? Well, I thought you were going to say Kevin Costner.
No.
With all those credits.
Were you a fan of Pee-wee Herman?
I respected him. You know, who can forget? You know, one of my favorite pastimes before we got woke was to go into theaters and expose myself. And you know, as kids would say, I stan an icon. And, you know, I think everybody should be in a movie theater today with pants half down to honor him. But he
half
was,
mass.
You know, half
pants, half mass.
Half-assed. Your pants should be half-assed in honor. But, you know, I will say this. He was sort of after my time, obviously. But Ivanka was a big fan of Pee-wee's Playhouse. You know, she was in the right age, and she was very sad today. She was very sad, and she said, Daddy, when she calls me Daddy. She said, Daddy. And I said, yes, darling. And she said, Pee-wee died. Isn't that sad? And I said, yes, it's very sad. I see that you're very sad. And she said, remember we used to play the game? You know, we'd watch a show and he had a word. Remember that? He had like the word of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to scream.
Yes, everybody would scream.
Everybody would scream. It was fun. It was fun. Very childlike. But Ivanka loved that. We modified it. I would watch with her. And, you know, I would say, okay, we don't want to yell too loud. But when they say word of the day, you sit on daddy's lap. And when you're sitting on daddy's lap, scream. And I'll bop you up and down on my lap. And you can scream then, only then. And it was a very, very nice sort of tribute. We did our own version. And I would say, oh, no, you can turn around and face daddy. We call that cowgirl scream of the day. And, you know, then she'd turn around and say, you know what that is? That's reverse cowgirl scream of the day, honey. And she'd go, oh, this is better than Pee-wee. And I go, yes, it is a lot better than Pee-wee. In fact, many women have called it medium wee. And
so, Donald's Playhouse.
Donald's Play. Very good. Are you trying to get a title? Are you trying to get a title? Sounds like you're trying to, you know what? I don't mind Donald's Playhouse. And, you know, it was great. And we would do, you know, the word of the day is missionary. And then she would lie on me and we'd scream. And it was great. And I told her, you remember when the black mailman would show up on Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Yes.
Yeah, we had a game where she'd boo. We'd say, oh, you know, in Donald's Playhouse, when the black mailman shows up, you boo. So she would go, boo. And I go, oh, very good, honey. Very nice. And then I would call my lap Cherry. You know, there was a chair, like in Pee-wee's Playhouse, there was a chair, but I would say, oh, yeah, you want to sit on Cherry? And then I'd sit and she'd bop up and down. And I'd say, oh, you're a beautiful young lady. Wonderful. You're such a strong father-daughter relationship. So we will miss Pee-wee's Playhouse because, you know, there are times when I miss Donald's Playhouse. So it's a sad day. You are right. Very sad loss.
Oh, Mr. President, thank you so much for spending our last episode of this chapter and on to the new one for next week. Will be the first episode of the month. Only Patreon questions coming to us, which is going to be a new frontier. I am very excited for it. Very happy. And again, it will go up tomorrow for the $1 or $10 per year, $1 per month. And we're going to do some changes and adding some bonus stuff eventually to the other tiers as well. So stay tuned for that.
And the $1 people will not be shut out. They will have, you know, they will occasionally get a little bonus themselves for trusting us. But obviously the higher levels will continue to get the strong, powerful levels of premium content as they have been strong people. Oh, and a shout out if he's still listening. Can I give a shout out?
Of course.
Tim Waters. Tim Waters. I know he's a fan. I know he's a strong fan. I had a strong meeting with him in Princeton. We're in Princeton. And great guy. Very sort of like a presidential scholar in the way I'm a presidential scholar. He's sort of a presidential scholar. And great respect. Great respect. Great meeting. You know, a Democrat, but not a woke one. You know, he was a Democrat in the 90s. He was a very prominent Democrat, and he was not like today. He's not one of those crazy woke ones. So great respect, great meeting. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it. Great guy.
I just got one announcement. 19th of August at Rhino Comedy Club in Suffern, New York, 8 p.m. show. Come check that out. That's Rhino Comedy Club, and some more dates coming for the fall. Mr. President, floor is yours.
Well, we have some very important announcements, and I hope you're still listening. Hello, everybody. It's JL. Thank you. For those of you, all jokes aside, for those of you who decide that for whatever reason, ethics, financial or otherwise, that the new system doesn't work for you, a genuine thank you for enjoying the show, for listening to the show, you know, maybe telling friends about it. We do appreciate it, but it's time for us to take it to this modest but new level. And we hope that you will. We'd love to lose nobody. That's the truth. There's nobody we'd like to lose from the fan base, obviously, both for money and because we've grown to very much appreciate all our fans. So we hope that you can join that level. And if you want to see me live, I'm in Astoria this Friday at 11 at a place called QED. It's a late show, But if I can make it from New Jersey and then race from that show to get the last train to New Jersey that night, maybe you, if you're in Queens, I'm at Astoria QED this Friday. Then I think that's it for me in August. In September, I'm at the Harrisburg Comedy Zone, September 15th and 16th. October 11th, it's official. I'll be at City Winery in Pittsburgh. Hey, Pittsburgh people, when I had to cancel because of my shoulder injury, and you said, when are you coming back? Well, I'm coming back. If you're not there, I will find you. It'll be like Bane in The Dark Knight Rises. I will destroy all of Pittsburgh if my fans don't show up for that one. October 20th, Burbank, California. Two shows at Flappers. All that info's on my website. Hope to see you there. Hopefully more shows getting added. And most importantly, if you're still listening, most importantly for me personally, is my new special Tall Boy is on my YouTube. So any of you people who want free stuff, that's a free thing you can watch. And my new album, pre-orderable, go to my website. It's on Amazon or iTunes. You can pre-order it now. Please pre-order it. Half Blackface. This is the big one for me. This was a big deal and a draining experience. So if you can, if you're in a position to, please pre-order it, give it a review now, blah, blah, blah. Lots of stuff. I know it's a lot, but this is sort of obviously a big, it wasn't all supposed to be in like 1 month, you know, show goes paywall, two specials, blah, blah, blah. But this is the way it ended up. So any and all support, much appreciated for the show, for myself. If we're saying goodbye to some of you, goodbye, although we will be doing the free, like kind of 15 minute episodes each week to complement the real episodes beyond the paywall. So you won't be without us, but in a way you will be. So thank you. If this is it for you,
you just get your balls tickled. That's it.
Yeah. You just get the ball tickle. But if you want like a full stroke or bean flick, however you get down, $1, we're very cheap. We're cheap whores at making podcast great again. So thank you and God help us all.